grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, I saw something this past week that made me realize that I have a confession to make to you, that in all my years, even as a pastor, I haven't seen Advent right. I haven't viewed Advent right. Now, there was a time in a day when I wasn't being raised Lutheran. I was raised that if I knew anything about Advent, it was just getting ready for Christmas. It was much like when I drove by a Baptist church just this past week that announced their hanging of the greens, just like our hanging of the greens, that said, "Welcome to the Christmas season." We tend to treat this whole month of December now as the Christmas season. And I know from my seminary training and from all that I've done, this is not Christmas. Any of those that wonder why we don't sing Christmas carols in the next few weeks is because if you go to a Lutheran church, an Episcopal church, or a Catholic church, we say, it's not Christmas yet. You got to wait till Christmas Eve before we start singing those songs. I know that Advent has been a time that we see it as waiting. But I realized that when I thought about Advent as a time of waiting, I've treated it kind of like, I don't know, I know I'm not a woman, but like in the 8th month of pregnancy. You know, you're in the 8th month of pregnancy, you may be waiting, but there's only one thing on your mind, and that's when is that birth going to come? But then I saw some words from a friend of mine. He's a pastor friend of mine. He was a professor one time. He was actually serving our church over in Southeast Asia now with Global Missions, but he made this post that said this: Advent is not a time of preparation for Christmas. It is not to Christmas what Lent is to Easter. Rather, Advent is the season in which we look forward to the second coming of Christ. Advent is the season in which we look forward to the second coming of Christ. It's why whenever we gather here on this first Sunday of Advent, the lesson we will always hear in the gospel lesson will have to deal with that second coming of Christ. When we ask the question about Advent, what is it that we are waiting for? The answer is not the first coming, but that second coming of Christ. But Phil went on from there. And he said this, he said, further, Advent is not a time of gloom and doom, of fear and judgment. It is not a time of thinking, oh, you better watch out, you better straighten out your life, the judge is coming to determine who has been good or bad, faithful or unfaithful. Rather, Advent is a season of joyful anticipation when all things will be made new, when the former things pass away, when death, disease, wars, and destruction will be no more. Advent is a season of joyful anticipation of a time when all things will be made new. This time that we have in these next few weeks is a time in which we remember with joy what God has done in coming in Jesus, and we rejoice in what God is going to do in Jesus when ultimately he comes again. But as I reflect further upon this lesson that we have before us, I'm always struck by something about when is this next coming going to happen? Because I'm always hit by this one verse that we hear, and it doesn't matter whether you hear it in Matthew or Mark or Luke, but we hear this verse that Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place." This generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. There's some churches that are out there that take this, that they think that somehow these words were written in 2018. They think the end of the world's coming and they start looking for all those signs. But I want to let you know something. This was not written in 2018. This was written 2,000 years ago, almost 2,000 years ago. And if you're you're only looking for the second coming to happen, it didn't happen then, it hasn't happened since then, and I'm going to make a good guess. You've heard me say this before, I just said it in Sunday school today. You're going to die. I'm going to die. My kids are going to die. My grandkids are going to die. And that second coming of Jesus is not going to happen yet. By the way, if I'm wrong, you just come back and tell me, okay? So what does it mean? This generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. You see, I think sometimes when we start thinking about this coming of Jesus and this coming of Jesus again, we get caught in thinking about that it's sometime either that happened in the past, back when Jesus came 2,000 years ago, or something that's going to happen at the end of time when we try to figure out when that's going to happen. But you see, the reality is that Jesus is always coming. Jesus is always coming into our lives. And when we see these lessons, what we're being asked to do is look for the signs of how Jesus is coming. Look for that sign of when the old things are going to pass away and the new is going to come. Look for the signs of when death and destruction and wars are going to be no more, and take part of how Jesus is now coming into our world. You see, if we begin to understand the coming of Jesus as something that always happens, these verses then ring true, because it says, yes, Jesus came in that generation back then. And Jesus will come once again at the end of time. But it also says that in every generation, these things take place. In every generation, Jesus comes to us. In every generation, we look for the signs of how the kingdom of God is among us. And if that is so, then the message of this gospel is so clear. It says, change your perspective about things. Change your perspective, because we know we can look at the world and we can feel down about what we see in the world. We can get distressed about what's going on in our world. We can look at our own lives and get distressed about what's going on. But here, we hear Jesus saying, change your perspective, because the Son of Man is coming on the clouds of heaven, and is coming on the clouds of heaven for you right now. It says, when you see all these things taking place around you, when you are tempted to start throwing up your hands and saying, where is God in all of this? It says, change your perspective. Lift up your heads, Jesus says. The day of redemption is near. God has redeemed you now. God will redeem you again. God continues to redeem us all. Raise up your heads, and seeing that the kingdom of God is near, and where we are called is to ask ourselves the question of where is God, and where can I take part in what God is doing right now? You want a sign of how God always comes to us? Get ready. It's about to happen. It's about to happen when we take Adelaide and we bring her to the waters of baptism. And we anoint her with those waters of baptism and say, Adelaide, you are a child of God. You are baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. When we pour those waters over the head, when we give her that candle and say, here is the light of the world for you. When we anoint her and say that she is marked with the cross of Christ, sealed by God's Holy Spirit forever. It is a sign to every one of us that God is coming. God has come. Jesus is here. And in that baptism, we have a sign of the continual coming of Jesus that we celebrate in this day of Advent. Does it mean that there are still not problems within this world? Does it mean that sometimes we can get distressed at what's going on? Yes. But be ready. Be ready for the signs of how God's going to come. Change is upon us. Change is a part of what life is all about. We can walk down these halls and see where we're trying to discern God's direction with our values, with our mission and vision and encourage you to be a part of how that's all about. We have some changes upon us as we think, how can we use this building? How can we use this church? And can we be open to another church possibly coming in and sharing this space, being here worshiping at near the same time that we are? You want more information on that? Come to the congregational meeting next week. We'll tell you more about it. There's changes upon us. But it's saying, instead of letting those changes get you down, look for where God is present. Look where Jesus is here. And even though we may not see fully what God is all about, it's going to happen. The best Advent song I have heard was one that was sung for Christmas in 1967 that I've been hearing on the radio this past week as I listen to that station that does Christmas music all the time. It's by Stevie Wonder, of all people. But I want you to hear those words that he said. Someday at Christmas, there will be no wars. When we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, there will be peace on earth. Someday at Christmas, we'll see a land with no hungry children, no empty hand. One happy morning, people will share our world where people care. Someday at Christmas, we will not fail. Hate will be gone and love will prevail. Someday, a new world that we can start with hope in every heart. Someday, all our dreams will come to be. Someday, in a world where all are free. Maybe not in the time for you and me. Someday, at Christmas time. In this Advent, this day that we celebrate Jesus coming, in this day that we celebrate Jesus coming upon Adelaide, in this day that we celebrate how the kingdom of God is always upon us, may we remember what God has called us to, and may we pray, come. Grace and peace.